Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
Let's be honest, you don't really have to look far these days to find stuff that makes you mad. But Mo has found something that makes him mad, and it has everything to do with bathroom etiquette.
Yeah. Let me tell you why I'm mad, though. Let me tell you why I'm mad. Let me tell you why I'm mad, though. Let me tell you why I'm mad. Look, why I'm mad.
All right, so I think we've all had moments where you just really, really had to go to the bathroom. You had to handle your business. You had to do what you had to do. And sometimes when you're in a situation like that, you're not really thinking clearly and you can do things that may be embarrassing to yourself. So for me, the moment that I always think about is when I was on this dating show. I was on Blind Date and they were miking me up in order to do the scene. And in that point, like once they mic you up, you can't unmic. It takes too much time. So in that moment, I was like, I really gotta go to the bathroom. I don't know what I'm gonna do. So he was like, listen, I'm gonna just turn it off, go to the mic, handles your business. Well, he forgot the whole turn it off part. So I'm in the bathroom.
No.
It's going down in there. And everybody hears it. The entire production team, the people that they had out there waiting to look like to be them in the background, the extras, everyone hears the entire situation. And as soon as I came out the bathroom, the way everyone was looking at me, my mic was on.
On a dating show, no less.
Yeah, it wasn't sexy, Abby, at all. But that was, for me, I thought as embarrassing of a moment that you could possibly have when going to the bathroom until I heard this story from Twitter on X. It's from C-A-H-S-E-D-E-M-O-O-R. I do not know how to pronounce that. I don't want to butcher it. But it's one of the wildest bathroom stories I've ever heard in my life.
You guys, I am in literal tears right now. I don't know if you guys have seen the story about the girl that went to visit Korea and she was inside some building, whatever, and she had asked the workers where the bathroom was because she had to go number two or whatever, right? Explain to me why they took her to the bathroom. They didn't really understand what she's saying. Took her to the bathroom. She goes in the bathroom. She sees it's a big room. She's looking around. She's like, man, this is a huge room. There's a huge table in here, etc., etc. And she goes, oh, this must be where they do back shots. Anyways, proceeds to do her business because she has to go number two, right? And as she's sitting there, people are coming and pounding on the door, banging, trying to get her attention. And she's sitting there thinking in her head, like, dang, can a girl just go potty in peace, like finish out her number two business? And once she realized that she looked up and she saw cameras everywhere. Oh. She was in a photo booth themed bathroom. Y'all, they recorded her do all of her business and then blasted it outside the bathroom for everybody who was in the building to see. Oh. Imagine that level of embarrassment when she had to come out and face the music. Why is there a bathroom themed photo booth?
I would never come out. I'd still be living there. I would still be in there to this day, refusing to come out.
That is one of those moments where I feel like you're like, you know what? I could die now. Like, I would rather die than come out of this bathroom and face the music. I can't imagine the shame. Oh, how embarrassing is that?
That's a crappy situation to find yourself in.
It certainly is. It didn't take you long to flush that one out.
Yeah.
The Bert Show.
Messy Mikey. She recently got engaged, so why does she keep commenting on her ex's post?
Yeah, riddle me this.
Okay.
It didn't seem like a problem to me. It has created a, what's it called whenever it's not an argument, but it's more than a discussion?
Less a disagreement?
Debate. That's what I'm looking for.
A debate, okay.
Debate. This has sparked debate. So me and my girlfriend set two of our friends up on a date. One of my friends I've known for a long time, one of her friends that she like kind of knows, we set them up on a date. It went well, actually. And
dangerous game to play, my friend.
Dangerous game. And I've gotten bit by it before, but this, it actually was going good. Probably, I'd say like close to 3 months, they were hanging out. Now, the problem was my friend has some kind of problem with commitment. He wouldn't date her. And so finally, she just kicked him to the curb and said, if you're not going to date me, then get out of my house.
It's always after that 3 month period. It's the 90-day free trial.
Yeah, but it still seems like you'd probably start dating sooner than that if you're hanging out like daily. But so she kicks him to the curb. Probably 3 weeks later on her Instagram, a ring. She's engaged.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Well, wait, damn, that escalated.
3 weeks after the situationship?
Yeah.
She's engaged?
Yeah.
With whom?
No
clue.
With
whom?
But
wait, give us context. Like, is this girl, like, super religious? Is she...
No, she's a normal person. I have a theory that probably it's a guy that she's known or maybe dated in the past and they got back together, something like that.
So this isn't a new relationship. This is a rekindled relationship, and they decided absence made the heart grow fonder. They need to be together. So after
my
3 weeks of getting back together, they decide to get engaged.
Well, that's just my theory. I really have no evidence to back that up, but that seems like the only way this makes sense. No way she could meet a guy 3 weeks later, be engaged. Maybe so, though.
Okay, I know you said she's a normal girl. Maybe she is, but that's not normal behavior.
Maybe a friend was so bad that she was like, now I know exactly.
That's what I'm saying. No, it's
the crazy part of this is he, your friend, broke up with her, and then 3 weeks later she gets engaged. It'd be one thing if she was like, you know what? This just is not sitting right with me. I miss my boy who I dated, 6 months ago. I want to get back with him. But she would have stayed with your friend had he not broken things off, no?
Well, I think she broke things off. He just wasn't going to commit. But maybe she just had the worst taste in her mouth. She's like, I got to just get married. This is terrible.
She broke up with him because he wasn't committing. And he was like, deuces.
Yeah.
And she found a guy who's willing to commit. So there you go.
I cannot be with another guy like this. Just get me married. But the debate sparks whenever he starts posting pictures on her Instagram, on his Instagram. She has commented and liked every single picture. To me, that didn't mean anything. It's like, yeah, they knew each other. She commented on his picture. So what? My girlfriend is screenshotting him and sending him to me. I didn't realize that this would be such a big deal. So
wait, who's liking whose pictures again?
He is liking her picture. Or no, she is liking and commenting on his pictures. She is currently engaged.
Oh. That's weird as heck.
Is it? Yes, absolutely.
So weird.
I don't know.
Is this a spiteful engagement?
It could be a spite engagement.
Because it seems like she's still trying to get his attention, even though she's engaged to somebody else.
What if it's not an engagement? What if it's like a promise ring? You know how people give those rings and they're like, oh, my boyfriend promises in 3 years he'll maybe think about getting engaged to me. And maybe she posted it like it was an engagement.
This thing was a boulder. It's got to be an engagement ring.
Really?
Yeah, this is a fancy ring.
This is wild. Like, wild that after breaking up with somebody 3 weeks later, you're already engaged.
And still reaching out to them to comment on their stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I'm not understanding. If what they say is true, can't you be friends after?
No.
Probably not. Okay.
So you think it's okay?
I think it's fine. I don't really see a problem with it, but then I get to thinking. I put on my thinking cap and I'm like...
Were you able to find it?
What if she... I had to dust it off, but what if my girlfriend was commenting on her ex's stuff? Bothersome, but I wouldn't assume that people would be screenshotting it and sending it around. Right?
The girlies are screenshotting.
Jeez,
dude, if you went to the screenshot album on my phone, there's more screenshots than there are selfies. I'm here to let you know that right now.
Yep,
is that where the drama comes? Just screenshots back and forth. I don't know what girls text about, but also, have you guys seen this new feature on Instagram where you're able to click that button and you see what everybody else is liking, what your friends like? That That's going to get people in trouble. People are in big trouble soon.
I've actually been doing that the past couple of days, and it's enlightening to see what Insta stories people are liking. Because you can obviously see the post, and that's one thing. But now, when you see those little three accounts in the top right corner when you're in Insta stories, and you click on that, and you can see what people are liking in their Insta story because they think it's a little more low-key, it's like, oh, huh, I didn't know you believed that.
I agree.
All right, so bottom line, yeah, I find it off-putting, but if it doesn't bother him, then I guess it doesn't matter.
He probably loves it. No.
Her new fiance.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not bothering her new fiance and he doesn't care that she's having interactions with her ex, then I guess it doesn't matter.
I think I'm changing my tune. He probably should be bothered.
He should be bothered.
Yeah.
Especially the most recent ex.
Yeah.
That's red. There's a red flag.
Red flag.
Super red.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, so let's check in with our Berkshire listener, Christine. Abby, can you give us a little recap of how texting Tutor went down last Friday?
Yeah, so last week, Christine called us up, and she said that her husband got a text at like 1 a.m. from one of his coworkers, and it said something along the lines of, can't wait to see you and close this deal. And Christine thought that was obviously very inappropriate to send at 1 o'clock in the morning. So we had to hold her back. She wanted to text the sleut down the office and say, why are you texting my husband at 1 a.m. But instead we thought, you know what, let's have an adult conversation. Let's text your husband about this. And shockingly, the husband was really defensive about it. And we kind of didn't really get anywhere productive. So
it's a lot of pushback.
So I'm wondering if maybe he's come around.
So yeah, at the end of the day, when the texting tour was over, he said, right, that he was going to say something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Christine, how did everything play out after you and your husband had that text? He said, oh, that's right. He got very passive aggressive. Like, well, if we're not supposed to be, you shouldn't be texting me during work hours. And it ended with him saying, you guys, we're going to talk about it. So lead us through if he confronted her.
So when my husband got home from work, right, I asked if he had talked to his coworker about the late night text. And you guys will be super surprised, but he had not. he gave me like the same excuse about not wanting to make things awkward at work. And I told him, I was like, this is not negotiable. So I gave him till like the end of day, right, to handle it. And then I made it clear that I wanted him to address it in writing so that there wouldn't be any confusion. And I told him, I'm like, I need proof that you are actually doing this.
All right. So the Wednesday that we recorded this, because we obviously record Texting Tutor beforehand because we have to edit it down. You guys don't want to sit there as you were trying to do these texts back and forth. So Wednesday, he comes home. He hadn't done it. So you're like, all right, my dude, Thursday, care of business. You need to have this done. You need to have communicated with her. You need to have it in writing.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So Thursday, when he got home, he claimed that he had talked to her, right? But he couldn't provide any written proof. And at that point, I was done. I was just done. I was, I, I'm like, I'm not going to play games with this. I couldn't bring myself to talk to him or look at him. He slept in the guest bedroom that night.
Wow.
And then, yeah, I just was like, not having it. And before he left for work on Friday, I just told him, I was like, listen, either you address it properly today or I'm going to message her on Facebook tonight myself.
Uh-oh. Done and done.
Very incredibly clear. And so that obviously started a fire under his butt, right? So by Friday afternoon, he'd sent her an email. It was short. It's sweet. It did the job. And then he told her, he's like, the late night text was inappropriate and he wanted to keep things professional moving forward. And so it was clear, concise, to the point. It was exactly what I asked for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super relieved that it's like that is over, but I'm really frustrated because this was way harder than it should have been. And it took so much pushing to get him to do the right thing. And like, I feel like I was totally justified in standing my ground, but now I'm just upset that I had to push so hard for him to do what seemed like it was the right thing.
Yeah, I would imagine that you want just to have the relief of knowing, all right, he's establishing boundaries. You were uncomfortable. You felt disrespected. But yeah, I get where you're coming from. There should be a sense of relief and like it should be done. Like this is, he did it. It should be done. But there's that lingering resentment of how much you had to push in order to get it done, that would be hard to get over.
It's the principle of the thing. Like, you think that the person that you love would want to do whatever it takes to protect your relationship. So to see him get defensive, to me, feels like the ultimate slight.
It's definitely an odd hill to die on as a husband. Like, I don't know why you wouldn't just stand on business with this one. I'm trying to find an angle to understand, but I can't. But at least at the end, he did get it done for you.
All right. I think this is one of those things, Christine, that it's just time will heal. And hopefully you guys can like get back. Because, yes, he did do it. Granted, it shouldn't have taken that much pushing to get it done. But he did do it. So just give yourself a little grace. Give himself a little grace. And hopefully you guys can get back to where you were.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you helping me navigate this mess.
You're welcome.
The Burt Show.
I honestly think this is an age-old question for women and men. And when you're dating, whether it's online or wherever, like you start questioning, are my standards too high? Or like, are my standards too high? Or am I just, or do I just know my worth?
Mm.
So it's like, where is that line? Where is that balance of like, I need to check myself where, or I need to stand on 10 toes and be like, no, this is who I am. This is what I want. And this is what I deserve. And Rebecca, our social media producer, who is dabbling back into the online dating game, you're asking yourself that same question.
Oh, I know my standards are too high.
Okay, good.
they're too high, but I'm at peace with that, I think.
What is your standard? Like, are you thinking your standards are like celeb status? Are you looking for a certain type of woman or man?
I think for me, the problem is I get the ick very, very easily.
And you can't get over it?
I can't. Once you give me the ick, that's it. That's it for life, for sure. And I cut you off pretty easily. Like, after a first date, if I get the ick from you, that's it. We're not moving forward from there.
Do you have an example of the last ick you got on a date and you were like, no, I can't date this person?
Oh, do I, Kristen?
I feel a list coming.
Yeah, I am the list girl. Mm-hmm. So that is why I came to the table today. I have some examples from my dating history because honestly, I haven't even had a lot of first dates because it's hard for me to go from the app to a first date because I'm like, I only want to meet you in person if I really feel like we're going to connect. Mm-hmm. And I'm usually wrong, even on those first dates. So I want you guys to tell me these interesting stories from my dating history. Did I cut these people off too soon? Did they deserve to be dated, or was it deserved that I cut them off?
All right, let's hear the ex.
Okay, this was the first time I ever went on a dating app. I was 19. Tinder was still for dating. Not anything else.
Please. It was never just for dating. Are you kidding?
I don't. Yeah, I was getting ready to say I was never even on there because I've been with my now husband forever. But I don't ever recall Tinder being for dating. I only remember Tinder being for hookups.
Mm-hmm. I swear when I was 19, it was actually for dating.
It was never for dating. Maybe at art school it was for dating. You guys were all just looking for your next muse. At the University of Florida, it was for you know what.
Okay, that... Yeah, that might be true. But yeah, I was talking to this guy who I had met and on the app on Tinder, and he also went to SCAD in Savannah.
Huh? Huh? How funny! You're hitting the nail on the head, aren't you, Abby? It's almost like I'm observant.
Oh my god! I still get so mad about this exchange. It like boils my blood. So I really, really, I especially want to see what Mo thinks about this.
Okay.
So we were just doing our little like small talk back and forth. Like, do you have any siblings? Where are you from? Blah blah blah. And I said, I'm from Atlanta. And he replied, that sucks. I'm so sorry.
What's wrong with Atlanta?
Yeah. I was like, what? What does that mean? And he said, well, I'm from New York, but I'm hyper aware of how sexist and racist it is down here. To which I was like, okay, maybe that's fair, but the guy was literally from this tiny, tiny town that bordered like Canada. So I was like, you just met your first non-white person at orientation last week. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. So I blocked him.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
That's fair?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, am I crazy?
No, that's like a really randomly harsh judgment on the South.
Oh, I still get so mad about that.
Yeah, no, I get that one.
Right now? We approve of your standards.
Okay, deserved.
Okay.
Cut off deserved. Okay, number two, this is like the quickest breakup ever. I think I talked about this on the show. I went on a date with a girl. It was like a date, quote unquote. We were at a park and we were going on a walk with my dog, my beloved, beloved dog, Miggy. And she did not greet my dog.
I remember you talking about this.
She didn't say hello. My dog was like looking adorable with her big puppy eyes. She did not even look at my dog. So after that date, I never talked to her again.
It would be, listen, I'm the one that has a kid and I also have pets. So don't come at me. Or if you do, I'm just going to ignore it. If I show up in public with my dog and you don't acknowledge them, I'm going to be hurt. Yeah. Just like if I show up in public with a kid and you don't acknowledge my child or introduce yourself to my child or say something to my child, I'm going to be hurt. Like there's another heartbeat in front of you. Don't be rude.
Exactly. Like my dog has charm. Like don't be swayed by her charms.
That is ridiculous. It is. I mean, to be fair, though, if you're looking for a dog person mm-hmm. to match your energy, then that person's not right for you. But if someone came up and met my dog before they said hi to me or spent, I would just, it's a dog. It's like my dog, but you're here for me, mm-mm. not from a dog.
Cassie and I could not be on more polar ends of the spectrum. I need you to get down on your knees, on the ground, get nose to nose. Like, I want you in my dog space to introduce yourself.
100%.
I don't even have a dog, and I always have, like, the common decency to say hello to someone's dog if I say hello to them as well.
You got
to
say hello, but I do think maybe in that scenario they were a little nervous, and maybe they just kind of froze up and was like, they were just blinded by your beauty. They were so focused on you, they forgot to say hi to Miggy.
Maybe, but when I'm nervous, I go straight for the dog.
Yes, that's a comfort animal. It's a comfort animal. And what I always do too is I ask the owner, hi, is it okay if I pet your dog? Huh? Like the proper thing to do when she met you mm-hmm. would be like, hey, is it okay if I pet your dog?
Yeah, it's common courtesy.
Easy win.
How do you not want to pet the dog?
Yeah, that's fair.
There's something wrong with you, you psychopath.
Okay, this last one, it still embarrasses me to think about it. This wasn't a date. This was like a potential romantic connection that my friends wanted me to make. Like, oh, we think you'll really hit it off with this guy. Like, he's really cool. And I was like, okay. So we went out in like a group setting. And the guy insisted that we go to this like hole in the wall, like Mexican restaurant, which was great. Like the food was really, really good. But when the waiter came to put in our order for the food, he ordered with an authentic Mexican accent. And this man was not Latino. But even worse than that was he did a terrible, terrible accent. He literally sounded like Dracula. He was like, quesadilla. I want a quesadilla.
Oh, so he did not just like the foods, but like everything in between?
Yes, I swear to God. It was like from the beginning to the end, once he started ordering, it was like the Latino accent just popped on.
Oh, I would have ran up out of there.
That's so icky. Guy, we're at Chili's. Like, put the accent away.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
This actor says he has never gotten so many texts about a role that he says he hasn't even been offered. Now, you may have remembered, although TikTok has wiped it from our For You page, government, that people want Dave Franco to play Luigi Mangione, who is the guy that ended up, or not ended up, the guy that plotted and succeeded, allegedly, in shooting the United Healthcare CEO. And he happens to look a lot like Dave Franco.
I can see it.
Yeah. I mean, he has the cheekbones. He's got the, you know, the haircut.
There's no way that story was so huge. It is still so huge that they're not going to do documentaries, movies about it. It's just, it's one of those things that's going to live on.
Yeah, it's a major part of history at this point. Mm-hmm. So everyone was fan casting Dave Franco as this guy. And it got to be such a huge story on social media specifically that I think people were kind of maybe anticipating or thought maybe it had become such a big rumor that there was some truth to it, that Dave had maybe gotten a call from somebody making a documentary or a movie or a TV series. And in a recent interview, he says, anyone who has my phone number has reached out about it, but he says that he's gotten no official offers to play him whatsoever. So at this point, it's just 100% rumor and nothing has come from it. So maybe in the future, but right now there are no official plans for him to play Luigi Mangione.
I don't think they give him a choice. They tell him you're going to play this role.
Whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. Okay, when it comes to going to go see a movie in theaters, are you guys the type to show up, get your popcorn, sit down, and watch the previews? Or do you get there like at the last minute because you don't care?
I try to catch the previews, but most of the time I end up getting there last minute.
I have no interest in the previews whatsoever. I just want to watch the movie.
It's so funny. Because I have anxiety, I like to show up places really early. Even though I know it's starting later, I'm going to show up if it says it's starting at 7. I'm starting at 7. And for some reason, watching a trailer in a movie theater is just way more entertaining than like on YouTube.
It is.
But there is a guy in Connecticut who wants to pass a law that all movie theaters have to tell you when the movie actually starts.
I love this.
So let's say, for example, the movie actually is going to press play at like 7:30. You can't say the movie is starting at 7 p.m. You have to give the official time that it is starting at 7:15. 7:20, 7:30, so that people actually show up and aren't like sitting through previews that they didn't think that they were going to have to watch. Although at this point, everyone knows there are previews.
Yeah, you know the trailers are going to happen prior to the movie, right? Mm-hmm. But to know like a specific time, because you do end up sitting but like through like 20 to 30 minutes of trailers, right? So to know that the movie is starting at 7:26, I would absolutely love that.
I'm not mad at it. I would like it too, but I do think a lot of people, it would probably be harder for them because like that's kind of what gets you there on time, is thinking that it starts at 7 and it starts at 7. So if you know for a fact it starts at 7:30, you're probably going to end up getting there late because you're trying to get there more by 7:30.
They've trained us.
That's the only reason why I'm not on board with this, because I know I'm going to be sitting down to watch some movie and it's going to be 7:30, and me, because I show up on time, I would have gotten there early, but now everyone's disturbing the movie, walking in with their popcorn, they're chattering, they can't find their seat, they're shuffling next to me. So I like the idea of it, but I think at the end of the day, it's honestly going to end up being like a way bigger problem.
Oh, they are not going to do it because there's money in the trailer, so why would they?
Yeah. 100%. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Mo, remind me where we all stood when you told us a story about your friend dating his teammate's ex-fiance. Were we all like, he should tell him before he finds out from somebody else?
Yes.
If I was remembering correctly, I was like, I think we're all on the page of like, it would just be the stand-up thing to do, especially since this is a teammate, that you need to let them know, hey, I'm now dating your ex-fiance.
Right. And y'all also felt like not only should he tell him before he hears it from someone else, but he should tell him in person. That would be the stand-up thing to do.
All right, so recap real quick how these two even got together.
So I agreed with y'all, and the plot thickened a bit. So this is
a friend of mine. It always does.
This is a good friend of mine, and he plays in this soccer league. That's it's like a semi-pro kind of soccer league, so it's a really big deal. His team is really good. They go to the finals every year. And I'm saying this because obviously for sports, and especially when a team is really good, chemistry is important. It's practically everything. And so this is like his teammate. And if you've ever played sports, you kind of know that there are people on the team that you may be closer to than others, like any other job. But this guy, I wouldn't say that they're best friends, but they're good friends. They go to team events together. And what made it really awkward is his teammate's fiance at the time, they were all connected because my friend was friends with this guy's fiance. He actually knew her first, but then once they became teammates, they became a bit closer.
I think that actually works to his advantage, the fact that he knew her prior to her dating him and becoming his fiance.
Or does it make it seem like maybe he was plotting behind the scenes because he knew of their relationship, he knew her? I feel like it might work against him.
See, now, I felt like that's what the guy would think. Now, my dude is genuine in that he really was not trying to overstep his boundaries while they were together.
So he wasn't trying to snake the girl.
He wasn't. And the guy would come to him and ask him for advice, and he would give him genuine advice. Like, we're all joking him now, obviously, saying, what was your advice, to leave her?
Yeah.
You know, but no, he was giving him genuine advice, and he was coming from a genuine place. But, and I guess the few times that they had got together, she had confided in my friend, and they had become really good friends. So at some point, the guy calls off the engagement. They get engaged, and then he calls off the engagement. I guess he gets cold feet. He's like, I don't want to do this. I think we should take a break. This was about 6 months ago. Within that time, the break led to a little more than a break, and it became an actual breakup. Somehow, some way, because my dude works at a bar, he's a bartender, both of them come to the bar pretty often, but the woman involved in the situation goes a lot more often, like every week. They hit it off. They end up going out on a date, and the next thing you know, they're practically hanging out every night. So it happened really quickly. His teammate is still coming to the bar. And so he's speaking to him. So as a man, it just feels weird to him. Like, this guy is my teammate. We're going to be playing soccer this summer. He comes into the bar. I speak to him all of the time. And here I am now in a full-blown relationship
with his ex-fiance.
Right. Uh-huh. So he's like, do I say something? And he was honest in that. He's like, listen, this guy, he's pretty aggressive in everything that he does. So he knew telling him it might not go well.
There's a little bit of a temper there.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And you know, I mean, even though it's like the guy should see it like, you know what, we had what we had, it's over. If she likes you, that's it. That should be the end of it. Some men are, it's just not going to be that easy. So he didn't know what to do. So I, ironically, as he was trying to think, like, how should I handle this? His phone rings and it's the guy. Now, he calls him, but it's so rare that he immediately felt like this phone call is because he knows. He must know something. But he doesn't know. So he answers the phone.
Hello.
Hi. Right? And so he's trying to feel out the conversation because the guy didn't come out and just be like, I know. He just was, it was a normal conversation. Like, what's up, bro? How you been? You know, what's going on in your life? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Like, you don't call me to just see how I'm doing in life. Like, what is this about?
Spidey senses are up.
Right. So then the guy goes, you want to meet up, get a drink. So now my dude is like, what is this about? Like, is this a setup? Because that's what I would think. Like, why you want to meet up with me all of a sudden? And so he tells him, he figures at this point, he has a decision to make. Do you just say, you know what? I'm going to tell him why we're on the phone. Or do you actually meet up with him? Or do you keep kicking the can down the road? I think I would have done what he did. He just decided to tell him right then and there. Like, let's get this awkwardness out the way. I don't know if you trying to fill me out or you trying to set me up. So I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to cut to it and tell you. So he did. And I was like, how'd you tell him? And he said, I told him the only way I could. I just ripped the Band-Aid off. I said, listen, man, I don't know if you've heard, but I want you to hear it from me. If you haven't, before you hear it from someone else. And me and so-and-so have been dating. And he said there was a pause, like to the point where he thought maybe the phone got disconnected. It was so quiet. And then he finally just said, define dating. That was exactly what he said. And he said, well, we've been hanging out, pretty much talking every night. So he said every night.
For how long?
He said, talking? Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, right. So he did ask him that, for how long? And he told him a couple months, and he said, you know, it wasn't, it's not what it looks like. I wasn't plotting this. It just happened. And he said, he was like, well, to be honest with you, dog, I didn't call for any of this. I really just wanted to hang out with you. I didn't see this coming. And then my dude kind of feels like, okay, wait, now I feel like you're trying to guilt trip me now. Because we don't even really hang out like that. But he claims he genuinely was just trying to hang out. And I guess but he did say he seemed shocked. My dude said he seemed genuinely shocked.
Yeah, I believe that he was.
And he was like, yeah, I'm gonna have to process this. I don't really know where to go from here. I don't really want to say something right now in this moment that I'm a regret. But I do think we need to meet up. You and I need to meet up and we need to have a drink man to man. And my dude is like, yeah, well, my schedule a little busy. So.
Well, I think he handled it well as far as, like, considering you said this is like a hot-headed guy who has a temper that he wants to process before he says something he regrets. Or, I think that's a bonus.
Or maybe he wants to smash a beer bottle over his head.
Yeah, maybe he don't want any receipts of what he plans on doing on the phone. I don't know.
Is he going to meet him in public?
He said he'll meet definitely in public. Definitely in public.
The Burt Show.
Oh, it's time for another round of toddler tantrums. And you know what? Misery loves company. So if you have a toddler that throws tantrums over the most ridiculous reasons, because you know those little brains are so underdeveloped, please call us up right now. 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. I will gladly start with my list.
I think I have unwittingly become a part of the toddler mom club because I'm helping raise the baby that lives below me in my apartment complex. When I tell you this child was up all hours of the night crying, I feel like I was there soothing. I heard them crying. I heard the mom soothing them. So I feel like I'm one of you for this segment.
So when I have a baby crying all night, that is one pain. And then you get out of that phase and then you go to the toddler phase when they can actually speak and they start having opinions and preferences. Oh. But you have to remember, like, that frontal lobe does not fully develop until you're in your mid-20s. So these little human beings who are 3 and 4, their little brains are not developed. So they get disproportionately upset about the simplest things. For example, I keep a running tab in my notes of times Jimmy just, you know, flies off the handle. So he had a complete meltdown because he wanted to put his pajamas on in the dark. We have a bedtime routine. We'll do bath or shower. We brush our teeth. Then we go in. We put the nighttime pull-up on, the pajamas on. We read a book. We do 3 songs, 3 cuddles. Turn the light on, off, turn the sound machine on, get into the bed. Like, parents understand this. You have a routine.
The OCD is showing very early in his routine.
But we have the routine. Oh, no, the routine's not for the kid. It's for the parent.
Oh.
It's very beneficial for the child.
I meant like the three. Like, we need to do 3 of each. I'm like, that sounds, as someone who has OCD, yeah. I'm like, that sounds familiar.
It's because he's 3 now, so 3 is his favorite number. So he likes to do things in 3s.
Wait till he's 18.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be there all night.
I'm already thinking because he turns 4 in March, and I'm like, I am not doing 4 songs. I am not doing no. So he, for some reason, wanted to like switch up the routine and wanted to put his pajamas on in the dark, and I'm like, I can't see what I'm doing, bud. Like we can't, we don't put our pajamas on. I want to put my pajamas on. I'm like, all right. Then he lost his S because I got into the shower before him and he wanted to be the leader. So I literally, sopping wet, had to get out of the shower and let him go first into the shower and then follow him. And then he was absolutely fine. He got very upset because his granola was in large clumps and not small clumps.
couldn't be me. I love it when it's like a massive, when it's a gargantuan granola.
Girl, same. So I purposely like got some big clumps for him, which he typically likes, but all of a sudden this time he didn't want the large clumps. He wanted the small clumps. And then he got very upset with me because I was giving him his pepper noodles, which are egg noodles with just a little bit of salt and a little bit of pepper put on them. And I put them on his plate, and he has this plate with 3 compartments, and I put the noodles in 1 compartment, but I did not put the noodles in all the compartments. So he was upset because he only had noodles in 1 compartment of his plate and not all 3.
Understandable.
Balanced meal.
I blew up his balloon too big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got that one. I mean, totally on me.
That's a violation.
You should have known.
He wanted it medium.
Right.
So he didn't want a large balloon. He didn't want a medium balloon. He just wanted a medium balloon. So I had to fix that. We couldn't find the yellow bouncy ball or the yellow dice.
Mm.
And so he was having a complete conniption fit. And somehow, some way, I have this one random bin in his playroom where all like the little things just go to die. And I went in there, and sure enough, I found the yellow bouncy ball and the yellow piece of dice, and okay, that was fine.
Well, he wanted to play craps.
I don't. He does. He loves to roll it on the floor and be like, "Mama, what number is that? Mama, what number is that?" I only let him bring one porcupine into the car.
Oh,
is that like a stuffed animal?
It is not.
Is it something else?
Any idea what a porcupine might be that you would find in nature?
Oh, the pine cone.
Yeah.
It's not a pine cone.
No.
But it's similar. It's like this, like it covers, they're like the little balls and they're spiky and they come fall off from some kind of tree.
I don't know what they're called, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he calls them porcupines.
Okay.
And he wanted 3 of them. Because, you know, OCD, 3 is his favorite number.
Yep, yep.
And I would only let him bring in 1 to the car, so he lost his S. And then the last one, he got very upset because his butter melted on his English muffin.
He doesn't want the butter to melt?
He wants big butter, Mo.
Oh, big butter. Okay.
He asked for big butter because he likes to see the butter and know how much butter he's getting.
Got
so
it.
If it melts and he can't see it, he loses his S because he no longer has big butter.
I like big butter and I cannot lie.
Hey.
You want to butter, can't deny.
Say what?
So, yeah. Abby, just add that to the list of reasons why you're going to remain childless, because the toddler tantrums over the stupidest things are absolutely ridiculous.
We are up to 1,118 at this point. So thank you. Thank you for the free birth control.
The Bert Show.
All right. So you, Abigail, fell in love not once but twice this weekend?
I know. Look at the odds. I know people are starting to get sick of me talking about, you know, how much I was not falling in love. And I kind of wonder, like, am I ever going to get out of this phase where I talk about how things just don't work out for me in the love department? But this weekend, like, I think I may have found the one. And of course, I'm not talking about men.
No, of course not.
Hell hasn't.
We knew.
Yes. Hell hasn't frozen over just yet.
Is it bad that we didn't get our expectations up that high either?
I know. I've also pranked you guys too many times to where I just feel like none of this works anymore. I've lost the ability to pull one over on y'all. Yeah. So
you're the girl who cried prank one too many times.
I'm the girl who cried boyfriend one too many times. So yeah, I fell in love over the weekend, of course, with real estate, my one true love, since, you know, the whole actual dating thing's not working out.
It is like dating, though, when you're trying to find a place to buy and you're like going to all these places and trying to see if that's the right chemistry, the right fit. It is very much like dating real estate.
No, 100%. But instead of Bumble and Hinge, you're using onehome.com and you and your realtor are going back. She's like your matchmaker. She's like, okay, I think this one works for you location-wise, budget-wise, aesthetic-wise. You know, everyone has a type that they're going for.
I was about to say, like, what is your type? Because we know what you're looking for in a man, the floppy brown hair, over 6 foot, works in finance.
Yes.
So what is your type when it comes to home?
For me, my type is, I want it to look like it's coming from a Nancy Myers film. But
here's the thing. This is what's tough is everybody says with your first piece of property that you buy, like it's not your forever home. Yeah. Like, so it's tough because you feel like you have to go for the nice guy. You know what I mean? Like you can't really go for the passion and the things that don't really matter. You've got to go for something that makes sense. So while I did see a couple of homes that definitely fit that aesthetic, I'm starting to wonder if I need to go with the nice guy of homes and go with the practical match. So on Friday after the show, I immediately ran out, met my realtor, and I went to go see a home that I had been kind of stalking for a while.
Girl, be careful, because once you fall in love with the place, and if it, you can get, about like being just devastated and distraught if it doesn't like pan out.
And heartbroken. Mm-hmm. I had a crush on this house for a while. I'd been watching it, and I wasn't anticipating purchasing a home until like at least another year. So I was like, oh, I hope when I actually buy a place, I find one that looks exactly like this.
It's a smart investment, babe.
It's a smart investment for sure. And so I was kind of looking at it, and I was like, you know, I'm having some trouble with my apartment right now. The fire alarm keeps going off at 3 a.m. There's a baby that moved beneath me. The car alarms are going out. Like, maybe this is a sign that I'm actually ready to leave this apartment and purchase a place. It's a little bit of a better investment. And so this was actually the place that got me into my home search, because I'm kind of like, oh, I would actually really like to buy this place. So I contact my realtor. We set it up. We go look at it, and it is stunning. I don't want to give any details just in case like somehow it gets out. Again, I'm trying to get that deal, but it is so beautiful. And then there was another apartment that I had been looking at for a while. It'd been on the market for like 6 months. And I'm like, well, let me go check out that one, because that one also looks really pretty. And it had all of these beautiful pieces of character in it. And it just felt like established and homey. I was like, wow, there are two amazing options. How am I going to choose? So I was looking at those options, and then another place popped up, and it's kind of the best of both worlds, except it's a little bit farther out of town. It's kind of the nice guy vibe where it's like, I know this is the practical option where it's pretty and it fits all my aesthetic things, but at the same time, financially, it makes a little bit more sense. And so now I'm like, oh, do I go with my heart, or do I lean in to what my head is saying and go towards an option that might be more practical and I might be thanking myself for 4 years from now when I have to sell this thing? Do I go with the nice guy, or do I go with the hot guy with the abs on my home?
Well, if it's
on my
temporary,
home search,
you go with the hot guy with the abs.
Yeah. I know, but what if the hot guy ends up costing me $40,000 down the line?
Like going in for the nice guy, right?
Uh-huh. What if the nice guy ends up making me money?
Well, you have a professional realtor. Shout out Justin Landers.
Oh yes, I should note that I'm working with the Justin Landis Group. Shout out. Thank you for everything.
What kind of advice is she giving you?
We haven't gotten that far.
Okay.
Because I've internalized a lot of it.
Okay.
And these are definitely conversations that we're going to have, and there's still things I need to work out with the mortgage lender too. So I have to get all of that submitted. So one of these options might actually exclude themselves because maybe the nice guy isn't going to want me once he sees my bank account. Nice guy might be like, you're too poor for me.
No, but this is very exciting. You're not poor because you have real estate. You have equity. That's equity.
I will have equity one day. Right now, I just have hopes and dreams and a long list of nice guys and hot guys that I want to purchase.
The Burt Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.